Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Football Ramble Euro, sponsored by Bet365. Ladies and gentlemen, Portugal ole, Portugal ole, Portugal ole, Jim, Portugal.
No, I'm enjoying you.
No, I'll have a custard tart with some cinnamon on it. I love
those. Famously sing.
That's a different custard tart. The Portuguese tarts use like the phyllo pastry. You'll think of the old school ones that you used to get in the 80s.
I've had them in Stockwell where I used to live, and in the big Portuguese community there, they give you the custard tarts, egg custard tarts, and they put cinnamon on them. It's nice.
Yeah, I know, but surely they're the ones that we're not getting into this now.
What's your name? Is Marcus Speller and Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Ball's here.
Pete Donaldson, what's your beef?
Pete Donaldson's here.
Portuguese beef.
Oh my goodness, Portugal are the champions of Europe.
Incredible.
And the Swansea man. A dare to dream, Jim.
Well,
look, he'll always be a Swansea man in my heart. A dare to dream.
Yeah. Short
to
for
do
header,
is
famously
a dare.
I absolutely love the parallels of this final to the 2004 one where Portugal were on the wrong end of it. Because it was an unfancied. Well, is it fair to call Karastas, who scored the winning goal of Greece against Portugal in 2004, an unfancied sort of type of player?
Yes.
And Adair is the same.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's this proper retribution for you. It genuinely is a dish best served cold.
Is Rui Patricio the,
like a custard tart?
A custard tart best served cold.
Does
with cinnamon on it.
Does the Portuguese keeper have a bit of grey hair?
If he did, it's gone back to whatever colour it was before.
Because I just think, remember, the Greek keeper was a touch of the George Clooney's.
Silver fox, right.
Yeah. History in the making, ladies and gentlemen. The first major trophy at international level, obviously, because Portugal will never play at club for level, the Portuguese have captured. I mean, it's absolutely
remarkable.
It was a humdinger of a final.
It was
a...
Oh, I say.
I'll tell you what, I said to Marcus after that, I said, can we just take 10 minutes to calm down a bit? Because we're on the ceiling here.
A fitting final for a scintillating tournament.
The air was thick with excitement, narrative and moths.
Yeah. A very defensive tournament, and Portugal encapsulated that. But a clean sheet in the final is obviously fantastic at any level.
That's what every boy dreams of, isn't it, when you're a kid?
Keeping a clean
clean sheet.
Keeping a clean sheet in the final. Scoring the winning clean sheet.
None of us want to know what you dream about as a kid, Pete. I imagine it would have involved some sort of sexy robot.
Yeah, robot Nazis. Yeah. Robot Nazis in the sky.
There we go.
In the sky as well.
That's the title of the show.
It was. They kept a clean sheet. They got the goal. And my goodness, Fernando Santos. What a tournament. Portugal, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, they were behind to Uruguay. Uruguay, I'm going mental.
Did they beat us in that pre-season friendly?
They did not.
They didn't. Mugs.
Yeah, but they were mugging everybody else off. Everyone's thinking, England beat them.
Yeah.
England beat them.
It was a smoke screen. A simple ruse.
Portugal didn't win a game until the last 16. Mm. Yeah. Three draws against a very poor Austria side, Hungary... And Iceland.
Hungary was a game of the tournament, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it was. And there were points in that game where they were going out.
Mm.
It's incredible.
Goodness
so if it had been the old format, which of course we saw Jogi Löw complain about, they wouldn't have even been in there.
Yeah.
They would not have been there. They'd have been on the coach home for me, Terry.
They had a pretty nice run to the finals, is that fair to say?
Well, I don't know, because Croatia were the form side in the first round. They played them in the last 16.
Mm.
I see what you mean. Compared to France. Mm. Well, mind you, France played the Germans, so that's you've always got to hold your hands up there. If you knock out the Germans, you're probably on for the win. But Poland were a decent side, and Wales in the semi-final. In international football, really, that was a reasonably kind draw, considering France and Germany were the other side.
In complete fairness, I think playing Croatia in the second round was the game they had to play because they didn't perform in the group stage.
That's
They were handled a tough tie.
But they came through.
And they came through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poland are a textbook side you would play in a quarterfinal game. They're good enough, they're decent, they've got an outstanding striker, they've got one or two individuals who are great. Mm-hmm. You've got to come through that test as well. They play Wales in the semi because Wales knocked out Belgium. Yeah, Wales were the dark horse story of the tournament, so they had to play them. That's not their fault. I think, they've beaten the hosts in the final.
Look, yes. They've won or drawn every game. And, you know, they've earned their title.
They have not lost a match.
It's amazing. I remember in the build-up to this, I was talking about this, and me specifically saying, surely no one's thinking Portugal are going to win it, are they?
Well,
is annoying now.
Well, I don't think many people would have been, because the France side are better. Obviously, the result doesn't suggest that, but they are. They've got the home advantage.
Can you say that though? Can you realistically say that?
In the same way, I would
say
they've
just beaten them, haven't they?
Well, France beat Germany, and I said on the last pod, I think Germany is still a better side.
That does happen. That does happen.
I think England are a better side than Iceland.
Absolutely, but
believe it or not,
get out, Marcus.
You've gone too far.
All right. I just think after such rigorous testing, you need to sort of reassess that idea a little bit. Obviously, Portugal are a lot better than we thought they were.
Newcastle United beat Spurs twice in the Premier League this season.
Better side.
I rest my case.
What are you talking about?
There's plenty of time to be getting lots of bored with the Premier League season.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to do it now.
Let's not use the words again.
No.
But, I mean, my goodness, that's a very sizable Portuguese community that resides in France will be having a lovely old time. Yeah. A lovely old time. The game, before we got underway, there was Attack of the Killer Moths. I don't know if they were killer moths, but they were certainly moths.
There's certainly a lot of them, weren't
there? Emo butterflies from there.
Goth butterflies.
That was extraordinary.
Gary Lineker getting a pun in. Gary Lineker said Cristiano Ronaldo was a mammoth.
After he's just, been taken off.
Really.
I thought that was poor.
It was kind of tasteless.
You know, Lineker doing a pun, isn't it? You've got to expect that by now.
I don't think anyone's mothered.
That's not as good as the one you just slacked off.
I liked it. It's because I like his little face when he thinks of one.
Thank you.
I can see the thought process he goes through. And when he delivers it, it's sometimes a beauty.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Jim, credit where credit's due. And Portugal have really hit the highs tonight. Mm. But
against all odds.
All right, fair's fair. Yeah.
Maybe that's why all those Swiss shirts exploded, because they've been attacked by moths.
Yeah, maybe.
Did they explode?
They did.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're robots in the sky again.
They were ripped.
They were ripped.
Can you take them back if they're ripped? I'm still...
You're pumping.
You're like your aunt.
Marcus gets so affected by the football. When England were conceded that last minute equalised to Russia, he was on the floor, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was on the floor.
Watching football with Marcus is really exciting.
Thanks.
His enthusiasm is very catching, I think.
Oh, you're very kind. Mm. Sometimes I remove clothing. Tonight wasn't one of those nights because Ronaldo was on show. Well, only for a short while.
Yeah.
It was very upsetting to see the great man from my point of view. As the commentator said, I'm sure lots of you will be cheering this back home. And I thought,
were they?
Surely not.
The British people that cheer? Eilish?
Some are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Did you see that vote that happened last week?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Are you suggesting that the vote to Brexit was directly linked to how much they hate Cristiano Ronaldo?
Pretty much, I think. It's up there with all of their other reasons.
The list of reasons, immigration, the economy. Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, 44% Cristiano Ronaldo.
Going in back in the Premier League.
Exactly.
Brexit.
It was obviously a clash, I think, with Dimitri Payet, and it was a nasty one. And we all thought, didn't we? Oh no, come on, stay on the pitch.
I initially thought it was a dead leg and he would be fine. But then it looked in the replay, it looked like it hit him a little further down around his knee, in which it turned out to be the case.
It looks like the landing, wasn't it? It sort of planted foot
Such
and then landing on him.
For him. Such
he really tried to play on through it, and it was. You could see by his tears in the initial bit that's surely it. And they bandaged him up and he had another go.
I thought it was going to be like the Champions League final where he stays on and he's just completely ineffectual because he's crocked, basically. Yeah. But it's probably for the good of the team that he went off.
But he's done his bit. He did his bit.
He kept them in that Hungary game, really. Yeah. And I think, you know...
Semi-final.
At the end of the day, you know, he's a European champion twice in a month. And or there and thereabouts,
club and international,
you know, yeah. And also, he's equal Platini's record. So, you know, yes, he's not broken it, but still, you know, Ronaldo loves his personal achievements. He's got a huge one of those, and he's a champion. I got to have a little chat with that moth as well. That
must
be nice.
And Lionel Messi's nearly in prison.
Yeah, and lost in a final. Cristiano.
He is loving life.
He started the month so bad. Well, the back end of the last month, having a bit of a stinker, and now it's just got better and better for him. Really,
penalty he missed was against Austria. I mean, when that happened, and you saw how badly Portugal were playing, you could never predict.
I mean, this is the groups to this.
Well, it's absolutely extraordinary. I mean, it's obviously not up there, and often and rightly so, people cite Greece and Denmark, but it's not that far off. And I think Andy Brassel wrote in his piece, was it in The Guardian or somewhere, that if Portugal win this tournament, they'll have greased the tournament, so to speak.
No one fancy them. Everyone thought I've said more than one occasion on these runner shows.
Good reason, though.
Yeah, they've stumped the place up. But, I mean, listen, with Bet365, they're now 25-1 to lift the World Cup in Russia in 2018.
Wow.
So £10 on that will get you £260 back, including your stake. So one to think about, because they've tricked Europe.
Certainly. maybe they could trick the world next. But if you think back to the group stage...
They didn't beat England in a friendly, Jim. That's what annoys me about.
Yeah, I know. But criticising Iceland's small mentality, chucking that guy's microphone into a lake...
Loving that.
So long ago.
Yeah.
Fair play to Ronnie. He turned it around. But of course, it's not just about him, is it? It's such a great tournament for Portugal for a number of reasons as well, because the future looks pretty bright with Renato Sanches coming through. And they've been fantastic in executing their plan.
I mean, Pepe and Jose Font at the back tonight for Portugal. My goodness, what a performance, really, to keep that French attack largely quiet. I mean, Griezmann had a header in the first half, which was superbly saved. Yeah. And Gignac was
post. So unlucky.
But when you saw that happen, you thought, oh, that's very unlucky. But they'll get there soon.
The fine margins. The fine margins at play.
Well, Portugal hit the bar as well from the free kick, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Also, to be fair to you, Marcus, you were saying, as it started to creep towards the end, Portugal were going to nick this. They're going to do it. Well, and that they did.
Not to give Andy Brassel too many shout-outs on this show. He's obviously a Portuguese football expert. He said to me before the tournament, he said it'll be a real crime that Guerrero won't get a chance to take any free kicks because Ronaldo will take them all. He is a brilliant free kick taker. I think it was him who took that one off the bar, wasn't it?
It was
a beauty. The better free kick than Cristiano's taken all tournament.
Staking his claim in the final.
Yeah.
Good place to do it, though.
Yeah, quite.
Also, vindication for you, Pete, because he didn't score any overhead kicks.
Yeah, he tried one the last match, didn't he, Ronnie?
Yeah,
I've gone out and loved it. I've been straight round your house, Dalton. I mean, I'm reenacting it on the street outside.
The one thing I wanted to happen in the tournament was a proper saucy overhead or bicycle kick, and we got it.
We got one.
We filled my quota, and I was happy. Anything else was a bonus, quite frankly. But I mean, what about France tonight? Did a few of their players go missing a little bit? Because Pogba, I remember thinking, is he still on the field at one point? I know that's a bit harsh for the young guy, and he's had a decent tournament. Like, they got to the final. It will feel like
he has
the
been worst. A little disappointing.
I suppose so. Sissoko, though, he had a good game, didn't he, Peter?
He was France's best player. You were fuming.
Good job. So how bad he's been for Newcastle.
Good job, championship footballer, Moussa Sissoko.
Well, he saved a season's worth of running just for that game.
He's in the shop window.
Maybe he's powered by moths. Maybe that's the situation.
For my money, France did sort of come into their own towards for a large period of extra time, and culminating in that Gignac chance, which obviously didn't go in. But they looked more like he didn't know. They had more shots in the game, more possession, load more corners. I mean, They obviously didn't play at their fluent, expressive best that we've seen on occasion in this tournament, but it's so we're recording this so soon after full-time, we'll have to reflect a little bit on why that is. It might well be because Portugal executed their game plan very well. It's difficult to know. In that sort of rarefied, intense atmosphere of a final, it's hard to... They don't often excite, do they, finals? They're about being... You've got to win them, basically. All teams care about, obviously, is winning them.
Mm. Yeah. It was a great goal to finish it off, though, wasn't it?
Oh, what a beauty.
Yeah. Lovely one.
But it came...
Adair.
Yeah,
Adair.
But it's beautiful when a moment like that happens in a tournament for a player like Adair, who, you know, let's be honest, he may well not go on to do anything at club level, but my goodness, he is...
He's got to win it in the European Championship
for his
final.
Country, for their first ever major trophy win.
Is he Portugal's Hal Robson-Kanu?
Quite possibly.
Well, it's absolutely comparable.
He's Portugal's Wayne Foster. Oh, that's a stretch. Even I grant you that, ladies and gentlemen. It's utterly remarkable that France have lost that game, and they will look back on this in years to come and think, how on earth did we not win that tournament? There they are in the final of their own tournament, playing against a side who are inferior to them.
Yeah, having overcome Germany.
Exactly. Exactly. Cristiano Ronaldo goes off the field after 20 minutes or whatever it was. How they've not gone on to win that game. I mean, my goodness. I mean, often, and I'm sorry to mention past England nonsense, but, you know, as fans, you know, you look back at, say, Euro 96 and you think, if England have got past Germany, we would have seen a tournament win in our lifetime, which is, you know, hardly likely now. But at least it was against, say, Germany, whereas this match, I know Portugal are no mugs, you know, they've managed to grind their way, so to speak, to the final. But France, they will be soul searching, a lot of them, even the fans as well, will just think, my goodness, how did we not capitalise on this?
Mm. Completely. I mean, but the thing is, they started off a tournament shaky, didn't they? They started off looking like they're a team with the whole weight of the nation on their shoulders.
But then they grew into it.
They did grow into it. But then when they come up against a team, because I think I sort of fall down the side of the argument that you say, Marcus, about that Germany were probably the better team against France, certainly for the first half. Mm. And in a Portuguese team, I think we all have to get this idea of Portugal out of our heads of being this sort of mercurial, skillful, yet sort of soft-centred type side. Yeah, yeah. They're not like that under Santos. No. They haven't been. And we said that going into the tournament. They're going to be boring. They're going to be robust. They're going to rely on Ronaldo. And as it turned out in the tournament, Ronaldo and Nani, and to a lesser extent, Karisma, to do something. But they're not going to give anything away. They've got tough, hard defensive players. And France weren't able to break them down, although they did come close, of course. But as we just said, they hit the inside of the post. On another day, that goes in. Big Sam will tell you that that's like a tactical masterclass, but it's not. When Big Sam talks about tactically or out-tacticking Mourinho when Mourinho's Chelsea had like 40 shots on target, it's not that. That's just a bit of luck. Portugal had a bit of luck against France, but they were also at the same time very robust and quite hard to break down.
Yeah, and I think that the way that Santos has... the way Portugal grew into the tournament, to use that expression once again, actually, what a canny operator, because in the group stages, he set them up, you know, Ronaldo, kind of a 4-4-2, if you like, or, you know, a variation on that. He's gone for pragmatism, and even with Ronaldo, he's gone for a pragmatic approach with him, and Nani, you know, two wingers, he's played almost like forwards. Excuse me. And as the tournament's gone on... Perhaps they did try to play a little bit more expansively in the group stages at times, and it just didn't work. And other teams got a bit of joy against them.
Well, against Hungary particularly.
Right. I mean, Hungary just got three goals against them. Yeah. Seems absolutely mind-boggling now. So when they got into the knockouts, he thought, right, let's tighten up here and let's rely on the two forwards who have gelled quite well, actually. Let's rely on them to produce a bit of magic, but let's go for a real pragmatic approach, which obviously they did against Croatia. They restricted a very good Croatian side and nicked the win. Took Poland to penalties, they won on penalties. If you're going to win a tournament, you know, history will show you that you need to win a penalty shootout sooner or later. And against Wales, that's when they start. That was probably their best performance. They came into their own. But against France again, right, we'll go back to that pragmatic approach. There's that word again. And it's worked for them. Yes, of course they've got a bit of luck, but I mean, you need a bit of luck in tournaments. France got a bit of luck against Germany.
Well, great credit to France for supplying most of the goals for the tournament, really. They've scored a lot of goals in their matches.
When France were good, they were very good. I mean, with Bet365, they're 9-1 to win the World Cup in 2018, so £10 returns. £100 including your stake. Of course, it'll be a different proposition out in Russia, but I mean, that's the price they are at the moment.
Mm. Well, I mean, you say that the French side, obviously, it's a decent team. Well, let me tell you this. Alan Pardew writing in the Daily Mail, obviously, on the weekend.
Match made in heaven.
His head. I don't want to hear it.
He doesn't want to read this, Jim.
Yeah. I mean, it's already good enough.
We haven't. Yeah. We don't pay for the Daily Mail, so we shouldn't have to read it.
When Marcus started saying that, Jim just went.
Is Pardew also in the sidebar of shame? Just out of yeah.
All growed up, Alan Pardew.
He opened his article with this. The celebration of France. This is obviously on the eve of the final. Yeah. France have just hammered Iceland and beaten Germany. The celebration of France as a football team is fair enough, but I still think four or five England players could get in their side. What he's open with. This French team is dynamic with lots of Premier League style quality, but with the exception of Antoine Griezmann, who is the standout player for them, they aren't any better than England.
it's just an unfathomable opinion, isn't it? Yeah. What is he watching?
They're not any better than England apart from Griezmann, are they?
No.
Well, they do have Griezmann. So even if you take that approach, yeah. They have a world-class centre-forward who is only being outscored consistently by Messi and Ronaldo in La Liga.
I thought you were going to say Pards was waxing lyrical about the amount of Crystal Palace players on display in the latter stage of the tournament.
Oh, no. That got mentioned.
Oh, good, yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Good to know he's not slipping.
He mentioned that he loved the fact that France had two Palace players in the squad and Wales had three in the semi-final.
Yeah.
Well, this is exactly the problem, though, isn't it? To be slightly more serious. Like, Alan Pardew is someone who seems to be, to some degree, genuinely in the frame for the England job, is at least in the conversation. And he can actually look at that tournament and draw that conclusion just from blind patriotism.
I love Euro Pards.
Shouldn't he be back at work by now?
Yeah, pre-season will be soon, won't it? Yeah. Pre-season will be soon.
Well, he's got right his article.
The old Euros players will get a couple of weeks off. Because I think, was it Max Allegri, a Juventus manager?
Yeah.
I think one of the French players for Juventus, might have been Pogba actually. I've probably got this wrong, but the sentiment is still correct. Pogba, I think it was, he said on Instagram or one of the social medias, oh, please, we got through to the final because it means we get an extra week off from pre-season. And Allegri replied in the media saying, oh, did he say that? Well, I was going to give him 2 weeks off, but if he only wants a week, that's
Lovely. What about William Carvalho playing in front of Portugal's back four? He had a busy night, but a wonderful... Well, I say wonderful performance. I mean, I'm saying that in hindsight because obviously they've just won 1-0. But, João Mario again in the midfield, like real workhorse type midfielders. Yeah. And that's how they've won the day.
Was William Carvalho him who was linked with Everton? Yeah, that would be an incredible sign for them. He's only young still. Good, great quality defensive midfield player. I mean, he could presumably have his pick of a lot. No disrespect to Everton, of course. Mm. But there's talk of Everton being linked with Juan Mata, William Carvalho, and someone else of good quality. Mm. I forget who it is now, but anyway, but Carvalho surely would have his pick of any team.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it? In the 79th minute when Renato Sanchez came off for Adair, one could be forgiven for thinking, this is a bit of a strange one, because Renato Sanchez being a teenage lad full of energy and quite a crucial player for them so far in the tournament, coming off for, as you say, former Swansea man Adair. I think, what on earth's happening? But then
have a bit of that.
The big man gets...
It had strength, it had... big man positioning.
Speaking of big players at the Euros, I think it was Axel Witsel who's linked Everton as well, the other player. God, it's got to be some team, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Some midfield, that.
That's what money gives you.
an upgrade on Gareth Barry.
Certainly, absolutely right. I thought there was a lot of bookings in the game. Portugal got 6 bookings and France got 4.
Oi, clats.
Wow. That is theatrical best at times.
I was about to say
there's
authority.
There's a chance that I might not be noticed.
Well, Rui Patricio got one right at the end, I think 123rd minute.
He'd have taken that one.
Just get involved.
So that would be the most forgettable booking in football history.
Clattenburg, though, eh? Good game.
Well, what a year he's had. What a year he has had.
Yeah, I mean, it's all very well saying.
He'll be in the frame for the World Cup, won't he?
He's in the frame for the Ballon d'Or, mate, as I said last week.
I mean, if you think about Cristiano's had a great year, won the Champions League, as you said earlier, Jim, and then won the European Championship. But he's only been involved in 2 finals.
Exactly.
Was he involved in that FA Cup final? No. I don't think he was.
No.
Clattenburg all 3. Yeah. It's a great double for Ronnie, but Clatt's got the hat-trick.
I would like to see Clattenburg start doing a Ronaldo-style celebration every time he books someone.
Well, he did a lovely one after Portugal scored. And then, was it Martial or...
Martial came on, didn't he?
Yeah, or was it Kingsley Coman who ran down the wing and tried to cross it, and I think it came back off him or something. It went out for a goal kick, and one of the French players was saying, was it a corner? And Clattenburg, the way he wagged his finger, it was almost like his goal celebration.
Yeah.
It was almost like, if Portugal have had one, I'll get involved.
I saw it. That finger wag was, to me, the movement of a man at the very top of his game.
Wasn't Kolina pictured before the match?
He was
covered in moths.
Sort of yeah. Mothgate, mate.
Covered in moths.
Yeah. So we're attracted to his head. They thought it was a light bulb.
Yeah. He looked like he had hair for a bit.
Oh, man.
Just get Kolina and just get it to wear the moths like a wig.
Yeah.
Just walk off.
Oh,
some
dear.
Sort of Bob Mortimer tribute.
You do the moths.
We've done it already.
I know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
Incredible scenes. What was I going to say about the final? What else? One thing I needed to say more.
It's all right, mate. You can fill in if you want.
You're okay. It's the last shot.
Feel free to jump in, because I am saying quite a lot of stuff here, gentlemen. You did watch the game as well.
Feel free to jump in on something you forgot.
Do you have to ring anyone?
I'm all right. I can get home myself.
But surely you should round us all off before we go to the break, the contractually obliged advert break, by saying, well done to Portugal.
Well done to Portugal.
And all who sail in her. And are Cristiano and Klatt's going to have a little sit down?
That's what I was going to say about Cristiano Ronaldo. Thank you. I think we part ways here with our opinions, one or two of us here. I actually think that you saw more of the real, true Cristiano Ronaldo when he got taken off.
Is that what he wants you to think?
Well,
it's hard to know, isn't it?
He's hoodwinked me. He's hoodwinked me. In the same way Joe Hart hoodwinked me, thinking that he was a world-class player. sorry, Joe. I love you, man.
And Hodgson? Hodgson convinced you as well.
Hodgson's never been a player.
No, but he convinced you that he was a top quality manager.
Possibly.
You were like a dog with two dicks when he got the England job.
Who else were the candidates back then?
Yeah, Redders.
Redders. There you go.
We could have been celebrating right now.
What?
An historic Euros win.
No.
We wouldn't even be doing this.
To be
honest, on the lap.
It would be the end of Redknapp's reign, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because the exact same thing would have happened. Yeah.
But I think Ronaldo, when he went off, the way he was almost like a cheerleader on the sidelines.
He was like another manager, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was.
The
technical area.
I really think that, he is an elder statesman of the game in Portugal now. And I think that actually it wasn't about him anymore, and he was just really, really into the team.
That's what they usually allow players that have gone off injured to prowl the technical area. They usually allow that sort of thing, don't they?
You're allowed.
I'm with you on this, Mark. I'm Team Ronaldo on this.
Oh, yeah, just to address that point specifically, I think it's a case of ordinarily the manager would say, go sit down, but it's Cristiano Ronaldo, so we can't do that.
But also as well, he didn't get up, as far as I'm aware, until, into extra time or towards the end of the game. You need people to just get you over the line.
I don't think for one second he doesn't care. Of course it's very important to him, the emotion in his face when he won, his legacy is secured now as an international player and all that. Of course he cares, but you don't get to that level without caring. But I do think there's an element of him in the fact that he's very extroverted and he does want to be seen to care as well. Mm. He really wants to be seen to do
it. It's good for his brand. Why did he take his shirt off?
He had his shirt off after about 2 minutes. Do you know what I mean? That's the fact he consciously thought about taking his shirt off.
Yeah, but they're not necessarily the examples of the same thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just because he took his shirt off and liked to have a pose doesn't mean that, his presence in the technical area wasn't solely just to provide a boost to the team.
It's not about being solely anything, though, is it? It's about being mutually beneficial to both his ego and the team, I think it's fair to say.
I didn't see Fernando Santos run on the pitch trying to steal a free kick off him, put it that way.
They aren't any better than England. More about the Euros after this.
Well, Marcus, I think it was a nothing result. I'm Craig Brown. Welcome to the Football Ramble.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Got a little bit of news for you, ladies and gentlemen. On Friday the 30th of September, we will be appearing at the Winchester Comedy Festival as the Football Ramble. It's what we do best.
Amazing.
As one wag pointed out, after we appear, it'll probably be renamed to the Winchester Festival.
Hey! I've never been to Winchester. Where is it?
It's a lovely place, Winchester. Northern Hampshire, former capital of England.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely right, yeah. It's got, apparently got, obviously this is all mythical and all that other stuff, and it's got the original round table from King Arthur.
We use that.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
We're always short a table, aren't we? Yeah. We're always around trying to find a trestle.
That's in the Great Hall, which I once emceed a wedding in there.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
There we go.
So do you mean like you were the master of ceremonies in the sense that you kept everything running along, or were you like just dropping rhymes?
Yeah, I was singing over rap music.
I was stepping up there earlier. I'll step up there now.
Jim, you know me. I did both. Well, anyway, introduce myself.
I just felt the world should know that you can do that.
Wait, my first initials are MC, brother.
I hate to be the one to wrestle this back to the very purpose of the plug.
All right.
But we are doing a live show on the 30th of September,
uh-huh.
And it's going to be our usual live show, but I'm sure there'll be lots of new fresh ingredients chucked in there, a bit more seasoning provided by Mr. Donaldson, no doubt.
Yeah.
But get yourself a ticket at thefootballramble.com.
Yes.
Or check us out on our social media pages to see a bit more. But it's Friday the 30th of September. Tickets are on sale now. They will go quick, so get in there while you can.
Get in there, ladies
get
and
in
gentlemen.
There.
Get in there. Right. This is the time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Time everyone's been waiting for.
The section of the show which I've called the opening of the envelope to reveal our pre-tournament predictions. I think that's descriptive enough.
Every single I was thinking about this on the way to the studio. I was thinking,
why do we do this every time?
Yeah, I've got to do this now.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, this is as bad as knowing how bad England are going to be.
Right.
Yeah. We have to do both to disappoint. Yeah.
It's the same thing. You get really excited about making the predictions and think, I'd be brilliant when we open these. Do you come around? No. Shame and embarrassment.
There's one prediction. Well, it'll come out.
What I want to do is, I'm just going to, in case people have forgotten, I'm just going to read through all the actual categories.
Yeah,
were,
okay.
So before the tournament, we all anonymously and individually sealed some prediction, which we gave to Joel.
Yeah.
And the categories were, name the winner, name the dark horse, name the place, the time and stage that England were knocked out, name the top scorer, name the total goals, name the total cards, and name a strange occurrence that could occur during the tournament itself. Okay,
so we've all got each other's. Luke, you've got mine.
Yeah, I've got yours.
So do you want to...
No, you go first. Whoever you've got, you go first. Who have you got?
Peter Donaldson.
Okay, you go... We'll save Pete for last, for sure.
That's just rude.
We've got to save Pete for last.
How dare you?
I'll speak on behalf of the listeners here. We've got to save Pete for last.
So what do we do? We get each category, we go round.
No, why don't we do one person's prediction.
No, do we not normally say winner, and then you go winner, 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 winner?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we do it.
So,
Pete, do you want to go first?
We'll go this way round.
Okay. I've got Jim's predictions.
Right. I've got Marcus's. Jim's got mine, and Marcus has got Pete.
Right, so winner, what did Jim say?
Jim said Germany.
Incorrect.
Marcus said France.
Close.
Miroslav Closer.
Yeah.
Luke Moore said France.
Oh.
Pete Donaldson said Germany.
It's not bad for you, Pete. So,
how dare you?
At least they qualified.
At least they were in. at least they're a country.
I have to hold my hands up here. In 2012, I said Netherlands, didn't get out the group.
In 2012, Pete said Man United.
I said robot Nazis.
Yeah, right, Pete, you're up.
All right, dark horse.
Dark horse. Jim went for Poland.
That's not so bad.
Quarterfinals, that's all right.
Quarterfinals.
I would like to say that it's excellent, because that's what I went for as well.
Look, I didn't get that one.
The team Marcus went for the dark horse. Won no games. Scored one goal. Finished with a goal difference of -3.
1 point.
Your friends and mine. Austria. And he was so smug about it.
I can't believe it.
He was going to be Luke, a few people in the know, are tipping off Austria, mate.
Do you know what, right? I genuinely had, in my mind, I thought,
Austria or Wales? And I went, the hipsters are saying, I'll go with Austria. Yeah. I do not believe it. Yeah.
Bloody hipsters, damn them.
Speaking of incredibly smug, Luke Moore went for Albania, which is not
really much better, is it?
I'm not Good lord.
That's not much better. They got 300% more points than that. I'm not going to go out, Albania, in my
opinion. Still went out in the first round.
I did, yeah.
Oh, dear. And Dark Horse, Pete went for Poland.
Yeah. Same as Jim. Just copying off Jim.
My problem with that is, I mean, you know, it's not a time, we'll move on, but Poland aren't really a dark horse.
Why are they not a dark horse?
I thought they'd get to the semis.
They would not have been expected to bother the
They're
semis.
They're also not a seeded, they weren't a seeded side.
Fair enough.
So right.
Neither were Italy, admittedly, but I would actually
Albania.
Have any of us got anything right yet? Not really.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But let's make it very clear, me and Jim have gotten much closer than you guys.
Okay. A miss is as good as a mile.
Peter, next category, where will England finish?
Jim went for quarterfinals.
Should have been.
That is wrong.
He set up for that. Marcus also went for quarterfinal.
Should have been. Luke went for quarterfinals, which I think it should have been. Based on the draw we got.
Racing into the lead with the predictions.
Yes.
Pete Donaldson went for a round of 16.
Oh, yeah.
Cynical Pete right. paying off.
Finally.
If Pete wins this, we're not doing it again.
If Pete wins this, we're doing Premier League,
don't
FA
worry.
Cup.
Don't worry, the categories don't stop there.
Right, next up is top scorer, Pete. Do you want to
top
do
scorer, which is, of course, Antoine Griezmann.
Yeah.
Peter, who did you have?
Jim went for Thomas Muller.
Didn't score a goal. Literally couldn't have been a worse choice.
Have you spent the whole tournament going, he can't score at Euros, can he?
Did you not notice the sort of frantic edge to my voice?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, Jim. Oh,
Marcus went for... Switzerland's
come on.
No, Marcus went for Antoine Griezmann.
Yeah. Oh,
well done, Marcus.
Take it.
That's great stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Luke went for Robert Lewandowski.
Scored one, didn't he?
Just the one.
Scored one at least, though. Yeah.
Pete went for Mario Gomez.
Yeah. Classic number nine.
Not a terrible shout.
Classic number nine. They were always going to go quite far on the...
It was a terrible shout.
Well, he got injured, didn't he?
He was not... Yeah.
If it had been player who would have got injured, it would have been the right answer.
Quids in.
Yeah.
Right.
Next up is total goals. And so have we got the total amount of goals?
Total amount of goals was 108.
So 108 total goals. Okay. Yeah.
Peter, what did Jim put?
Jim put 123. Mm.
Okay,
so not too far away.
That's 15 out.
Yeah.
15 out. Okay. Marcus went for 125.
Mm.
So that is, what were the 108? So 17 out.
Yeah. Jim?
I've had a shocker, I think.
Luke went for 151.
43 away.
Luke, this is approaching peak territory for me.
No, it isn't.
It is.
He went for 34 goals in a World Cup. Don't even bother stepping to me, bro. Brocia.
This is an extended competition, mate, so,
don't
you know.
Don't even step to me, bro. Brocidon.
What did I put, Mark? I can't remember.
Pete went for 100.
Sweet. Redemption.
Of yours. It will be ours, everyone.
Put your shirt back on.
Redemption.
Right, how many cards did we have?
So Pete's actually 2-1 ahead, really.
I think so.
So the amount of total
189?
I don't know, I'll write it down. I've got it here. The total amount of cards was... There were 185 yellows and three reds. So
188.
188 in total.
Okay, Peter, what did Jim put?
Well, we separated them into yellows and reds, didn't we?
No,
not here we haven't. So just total them up.
Oh, okay. Well, that involves me adding stuff up. It was 151.
Okay, ooh. So 37
quite
away.
Quite a few out.
Marcus went for 147, so 41
That's
out.
Snooker on the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, Luke, wrong. And, you know, fair play to the big man. Went for 180.
Ooh, oh,
darts
there.
On the mind.
Get
okay.
In there, yeah.
Would Pete separate? I love the fact that you've separated this. Because if you'd have totaled them up, it would have been fair enough. It would have been fair enough. Because
right.
In total, you put 175, which isn't a bad guess. But let's look at the breakdown. 160 yellow cards, 15 red cards.
I thought it was going to be a lot of counter-attacking football. I thought it was going to be a lot of yellow cards becoming
a
red.
Give
them a minute. I thought it was going to be a lot of, like, you know, professional fouls and getting sent off.
There was three red cards at the tournament.
You know.
You didn't know. Honestly, 175, you're fine. Leave it at that.
We all did. I thought I'd go separate. Jim did his separate.
You're still defending going separate. You chose 15 red.
Doesn't matter. By your rules, I'm really close.
You're close, but Luke was the closest.
Anyway. Yeah. I actually won one.
Let's get that.
And the final category, as I said earlier, was name a strange occurrence or unusual thing that could have happened during the tournament. It's a bit vague, this one, but just for a bit of fun.
Yeah, I didn't just rush mine out, to be honest. So apologies for mine.
Well, actually...
Well, wait.
Jim said a drone appears in the stadium at some point.
A what?
A drone.
A drone. Oh, okay, that's some sort of drone action.
I don't think, as far as I'm aware, that didn't happen. But
I think they're probably
trying to predict the future.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Yeah, I'm just.
Marcus went a bit more off-piste. Marcus's prediction was Platini and or Blatter being seen at a match, possibly wearing a wig or a fake tan.
They're
going to disguise him. You can't throw that out.
Well, actually, I think that Platini was invited to the final.
Was he? Okay.
I think.
So that's a football activity. He's not allowed.
No. But I think the ban was overturned or something. Anyway, it didn't. As far as I'm aware, that didn't happen either.
Yeah. So Luke played it a little more safe and went with an England player to be sent off dramatically.
Okay.
Which might as well have happened.
I mean, that is.
I almost
Luke.
The thing that was annoying was I almost went for one or more England players to be sent home in disgrace. And you could argue they're all sent home in disgrace. That would have been closer.
Yeah.
Iceland sent them all off dramatically in a way.
Okay, here we go, Marcus. Shotgun, I don't want to repeat that next time.
Pete's just simply put, a penis will be seen.
Well, Dan didn't think of anything.
So that's the go-to thing?
And they got
a penis pops out. If your mind goes blank, there's just dicks everywhere.
Mate, bloody Yogi Love. It was a penis was definitely smelled. A penis was smelled at points. Could have happened.
Still better than your red card. Yeah.
However, Pete technically was right because that Irish fan, he got on top of the car and he whipped his kecks down, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Kid.
So a penis was seen.
Yes.
Who would have thought out of the 100,000 men, the 100,000 of penises that could have been seen, one was seen?
Yeah.
Pretty safe bet, really.
So, really, I mean, you didn't specify on the picture or anything.
Mm.
And that video did the rounds.
I mean, to be fair, we did a recording a few weeks ago and I got my penis out then, didn't I? So,
Do we count that Irish fan? Do we count
that?
Yes,
has a penis been seen? Yes, it counts. To be fair to Pete, it's pithy. It's to the point.
Yeah.
There's no mucking around with fancy, flowery language, is
so
there?
So then, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Euro 2016 predictions was Pete Donaldson.
Yes! Actually,
absolutely.
We've learned here that Pete can broadly predict the future, which is a worrying development for mankind.
And the new Pete the Octopus.
Pete the Octopus.
Well, put it away.
Oh. It's got suckers on it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so you got England right. You were closest to the goal tally, and your prediction was correct, of course.
Well, here's a prediction for you as well. England 10-3 to not qualify for the World Cup of 2018 with Bet365. So £10 on that gets you £43.33 back, including your stake. I recommend it.
Yes.
It's not a better show, but I recommend it.
Indeed. Oh, dear. Luke, shall we have some highlights?
Let's have some highlights. I mean, if we can try and top Pete's highlight there. We'll do our best. What have we got here? I can't go straight to that one from what we just talked about.
I mean, there's plenty of highlights for our own highlights. Of course,
here's one.
The tournament. Oh, go on, then.
Here's one from Michael Chapman, back on the old Pete vibe.
Mm.
Michael Chapman says, my lowlight of the week was realising that the Portuguese medics didn't treat Ronaldo's knee with a cockerel chest. Should they have done, Pete?
Just get him in there. Mm. Get him in there.
Tomo George says, I bet Pete Donaldson is loving this Sissoko performance. Best player on the pitch.
That's ridiculous, wasn't it?
Ended in disappointment, didn't it? Much like his new cousin. Yeah.
Championship.
He'll get a move.
Mrs. Sissoko. He'll get his move.
Rob Darbish said, let's not forget for 6 months of the year, Portugal are on GMT. Another victory for the Empire. what else have we got here? Josh Kilminster. The FA have asked Stuart Lancaster, a failed England rugby coach, for advice on replacements for Roy Hodgson, a failed England football coach. So nice to see the nation coming together in these difficult times. And I've got a semi-serious one here, which I genuinely didn't want to go through this show without mentioning this. Nathan Ratcliffe, a whole lot of other people mentioned this. Stylian Petrov turning out for Villa yesterday, a friendly after 4 years out with leukemia. So fantastic to see that. Good luck. I hope he makes a full and speedy recovery and gets his playing career back on track again. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's a lot from me. You guys got any highlights?
There's an awful lot of highlights from this tournament. Griezmann. I know he didn't score in the final, but scoring six goals at a tournament. And for a guy who's had such a great time at club
level. Predicted that happening. It must be a brilliant bloke.
That was your first highlight you brought up.
Well, and in that same vein as well, Dimitri Payet making an impact after the season he's had in the Prem was
not quite an astronomical tournament enough for him to be tempted away from West Ham, as West Ham fans I'm sure will be delighted to see.
Well, I think he wants to be a part of the move to the
Olympic Stadium.
The Olympic Stadium.
We also can't let this show go without talking about how Robson Kanu's goal. That goal. For me, that's goal of the tournament.
Yeah.
That's the one that. Well. You remember that bit in Trainspotting where he watches. I can't remember who scores that goal.
Archie Gemmell,
yeah. That's going to be one of those goals, isn't it?
He's absolutely right. It is the new generation one of those. But
it's the best Cruyff turn since the original Cruyff turn.
He takes three players out. Yeah. They're off the screen. Wonderful.
He's not a very good player. That's another club. His record last season already, I think he scored five goals all season or something like that. There's talk in the newspapers today. He's Swansea are after him.
Yeah.
A couple of promoted Premier League
good
clubs.
Luck to Watford.
He's going to get a move on the Premier League based on that. And if that's not what football in the modern time is all about, I don't know what is.
Great. You're absolutely right.
Also, I think Switzerland's exploding shirts were a lot of fun.
Yeah,
just in terms of the weird things that you get at tournaments. Because overall, it hasn't been a classic tournament, has it? It's fair to say. I think the expansion of it did affect it in the way people worried it would, in that the quality wouldn't be as high overall.
It's going to be
you'd have a few sort of
weirder next time.
Games. Yeah, but with the nature of tournaments, with the microscope being on everything, those little moments seem to mean a bit more, don't they? They're a little bit more interesting. So things like exploding shirts. And Antonio Conte as well, that clearance he made from his technical area.
Yeah, that was class.
I only discovered this today, but against Belgium, apparently after his defenders let Romelu Lukaku have a fairly soft chance, he was shouting at them, "I'll kill you, I'll kill you." Imagine Roy Hodgson doing that.
Well, maybe we would have gone a bit better if he hadn't.
I'll kill you.
But if Roy Hodgson had done it, people would have been a bit worried about him.
I will kill you.
Maybe people weren't worried enough about him.
Marcus, more evidence the penalty algorithm's efficacy.
Absolutely right. Yeah. He didn't get one wrong.
No,
but the penalty shootout between Germany and Italy was great.
Yeah.
Zaza's attempt.
That was hilarious.
He's still lining up for one, isn't he? He's still doing it.
He apologised, didn't he, for that?
Yeah, nationally
apologised.
Imagine doing something in your life so important that you had to apologise to the nation. Pete, I can see that in your future.
Yeah. Well, speaking of diplomacy, are the Albanians getting given diplomatic passports? They got because they performed rather well. The Magyars.
My pick for Dark Horse. It's good enough for the nation of Albania. It's good enough for me.
The crying Welsh bloke. Remember the guy who's crying?
Yes. Against England.
Yeah. Murata taking out an official. The Zaza penalty. Viali's double-breasted blue jacket. I've written Ollie's down.
It's
a lovely jacket, that was.
That was nice.
Oh, and Robbie Sutton. Yeah. Which one?
Billich on the table.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like the ITV table with the half a...
What were you going to say? What was like about Wales?
Robbie Savage, even though I don't like him, him being absolutely leathered the day after the Belgium match.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I just trying to adjust.
It's a lack of professionalism.
But I don't know why they were back on the pitch, you know what I mean? Like, in the morning, it was very strange. Like, he slept there.
What about this?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was.
Ooh,
that's
no, it's at the
stay.
Same time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Apparently, we talked about which club were going to do that first. Apparently, Toronto FC did it last night.
Oh man,
it didn't take long.
Loads of people will be doing it. Absolutely, loads of people will be doing that. And one of the interesting things as well, a bit more sort of slightly nerdy, is 3-5-2 just sort of making a surprise comeback.
Well, and two of the best performances at the tournament featured a 3-5-2. Italy against Spain. What a performance from the Italians! Yeah. And of course, Wales against Belgium. What a match that was. One of the games of the tournament, and both sides play 3-5-2.
Well, in the sort of
Wales the best Wales performance of all time.
Well, without question. I mean, obviously in our lifetime, at least. And it goes to show you, Wales are now evens to qualify for the World Cup in 2018 with Bet 365. Which, I mean, to Tempo and that returns you £20 including your stake. That is a sign of how far they have come.
Yeah, they're in the conversation.
Time. Very much
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as much as well as we've all been disappointed by England yet again and how disappointed we all were that England made football look like the most difficult game in the world against Iceland, we at least had the Wales game. So often before these tournaments we say we at least want England to give us something to cheer about and something to enjoy. For that sweet afternoon we at least had that in this tournament.
Let's try and
hold on to that.
I was absolutely loving it when England scored that winner against Wales.
England don't do that.
You want one moment of that per tournament of England, that's all you're going to get, and we got one this time, so you can't complain.
The home nations, as you say, but Northern Ireland getting a win against Ukraine.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And getting through the group
which was stunning. But you mentioned Iceland. They're on to the quarterfinals. I mean, Iceland, the last-minute winner against Austria when their commentator had an orgasm.
Yeah. So if one of us had had Wales and one of us had had Iceland for Dark Horse, who's winning that?
Well, Wales.
Mm. Wales. They went first. Yeah, but Iceland, the odds are surely stacked against them.
Let's talk about the relative population.
It was the tournament that we all learned the population of Iceland.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because I've been out in Iceland for many years and we've talked about the population.
Wasn't a category in the predictions, though, was it?
No, it wasn't.
What's the population of Iceland?
I predict that the population of Iceland grows a lot more after they beat England. What about Hungary? Topping the group, that game against Portugal, the 3-0.
And then they completely piled in the second round against Belgium.
Yeah. Gabor Kirai in his trousers.
Was it 4-0 against Belgium? It was 4-0, wasn't it?
It was 1-0 for a while, and then at the end they got a few goals.
Yeah.
Also, Nyland's goal against Wales is forgotten because Wales were so brilliant, but that was a belter as well.
Yeah.
It was.
I love the dink against Austria, with the Hungarian. I forget what the name of the forward was when he danced through. And a little dinker, Jim.
Which is a little dinker.
Which your Griezmann did do a dinker against Iceland, I think it was as well.
A high dink as well, which is nice. I think you called it high dinks at the time. You were correct to do so.
I will do that. And two more from me. Shaqiri's bicycle kick, of course.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo equaling Platini's record in the semi-final with that wonderful header.
Yep.
Yep, agreed.
That'll do.
There we are.
That's us.
Do you want my bet of the show before we go?
Love that.
Can't go away without leaving you with a bet of the show because... Of course, our last show's bet of the show was for the final to be decided on extra time at 6-1, which, including our stake, got us £350 for prostate cancer. So we finished off the tournament with the biggest win for charity. So go us and go Prostate Cancer UK. So that our bet of the show with Bet365 this time round is, couldn't resist it, I consulted with Spelzy, Glenn Hoddle to be the next England manager, 14-1.
Yeah, I also said England to win all the cups.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
All right.
£50 with Bet365 will return you £750, including stake, with all proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. You must be over the age of 18 to bet, and please gamble responsibly. And for more information on responsible gambling, go to
gambleaware.co.uk.
That's it from me. There we go.
Well done, everybody. You've been listening to the Football Ramble, Euro sponsored by Bet365. Thank you very much for being with us throughout the tournament, of course. It's been an absolute pleasure. This is cheerio for now. We will be back very soon. But thank you very much for journeying with us for another season and another tournament. We couldn't and wouldn't do it without you beauties. But we will be taking a little break, but we'll be back in the habit on the 8th of August.
Yes, but if you miss us in the in-between times, we do have another special coming out during July in a couple of weeks' time, so look out for that. You can buy them separately on iTunes or through PayPal, but if you want them earlier and if you want them cheaper, and coupled with that, a ad-free version of the Football Ramble podcast, get yourself to the Acast app and subscribe for just £1.99 a month.
Mm.
Kick in a few shekels.
Acast Plus, baby.
Mm. What a bargain. Yeah. Mm. Back on the 8th of August, of course, the Premier League season will be underway in just a few weeks. Crazy, really.
Yeah.
I'm still a little wrapped up in international football.
I'm looking forward to these few weeks.
Yeah. Although something potentially to look forward to in August, Yakubu, he's had a trial with National League side Boreham Wood. Apparently, it didn't go too well.
How old is he now? He must be at least 31.
Let's hope the 33-year-old
is
playing there come the start of the season.
Yeah, we'd love to see.
We shall find out soon enough. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an absolute pleasure. Back on the 8th of August, like I say. Remember the Acast Plus app as well. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Petey.
Bye.
And goodbye from me.
See you next season.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.